This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
What's up? It's Metal Shop's Backstage Pass, episode 108.
Yeah, man. It's been a little while, but we've been serving you up some quality content. We've had an interview with an awesome photographer named Neil.
Rules.
We got a badass interview with a prog band called Sense of Gravity. And, it's been a busy few weeks, man. Yeah. My name's Kevin Deers.
My name is Ian. And that's Ryan the Beard.
Hey, what's up?
You got a raspy-ass voice, Ian.
I know. I've been sick as
You still got that colostomy mouth rolling?
Yeah, it's because I was hanging out with your grandma last week.
Yikes. Oh,
Ryan's grandma's dead, dude.
She is.
Oh, that's f***ed up.
I skipped the funeral to help you turds out.
That's f***ed up, man.
Are you serious?
No.
I was going to say, f*** you, Ryan.
That's
f***ed up. Use that against us.
Seriously, we didn't tell you to do that.
For real, though, I have the death rattle going on in my lungs there.
Yeah, you do.
I breathe too hard, and I'm like... Speaking of which,
too many of them bong rips. Too many of those high-powered bong rips with those high-powered bongs.
I lost my bongs.
What?
I don't know where my bongs went. I moved and I can't find my bongs.
Oh man, there is a serious box going on around there that with some bongs. I think Josh stole them.
Yep, somebody took them. Anyway, what the f*** has been going on with you guys the last couple weeks?
Ryan,
what's up? Tell us a story, man. You got an interesting life, Santa Claus in training.
Yeah, so. My girlfriend came home and she just said, "Hey, you got to try this new ice cream that I got. It's really good."
Okay.
And so I ate a big bite, was super into it. I was like, "Man, this is amazing. This might be my new favorite ice cream.
What kind of ice cream
is this?"
What was in it?
"It's Jimmy Fallon flavor."
Ah!
I got fooled.
She gotcha.
It's still really good ice cream. I'm just really frustrated because I hate Jimmy Fallon.
Well,
did she know that? Did she set you up for that?
Oh, she totally set me up for it. And that's the problem is like, I still want to eat the ice cream. But as I'm eating it, there's Jimmy Fallon's dumb face staring at me from the f***ing container.
So, Ryan, how was Jimmy Fallon's cream?
You had to take it. You got to get like a Sharpie and draw a mustache on it or something. Put a mohawk on him.
Yeah.
Not happy about it. Ultimate first world problem.
He's got some gnarly coughs in the background.
Yeah, I'm dying, man. But I'm here.
You are here.
He's going to get the rest of us f***ing sick.
Hey, that's why I stole the hand sanitizer off the front desk. See, and it says front desk, so it makes me feel bad about it. Not really. I'm going to use it, though, right now.
It's okay.
Good call.
Just take a Sharpie and cross it off.
Yeah.
one episode, I took a hand sanitizer. I was just flinging it at Ryan. He got so bummed.
Ew.
I was just, like, shooting it at him.
Dude, I was not happy about that.
There used to be a hand sanitizer thing in the main booth there where it was kind of clogged. So the first time you hit it, it would just, like, out, like, 10 feet across the room. And I forgot for, like, 4 weeks in a row. Be like, oh, yeah, that was a mighty shot there, sir.
The money shot of the, okay.
The Sammy shot.
Couple things I want to say and just get out of the way. Today is the 125th anniversary of the city of Seattle.
Wow.
So
awesome.
Whatever that's worth. It's also the final Black Sabbath show.
Yes. R.I.P.
today in
the
Birmingham. So that is, I'm sure we'll elaborate that down the road, but this weekend, My best friend found out his girlfriend was cheating on him.
Ooh.
She's scandalous, dude.
He had one of those sneaking suspicions. So
scandalous.
She was sleeping in his bed at his house, and he looked through her phone and was like, bing, bing, bing. He woke her up and said, hey, get the f*** out of my house.
There's a lot of f*** in this phone that aren't mine.
Yeah, what's that all about? So he came over, and we got kind of drunk, and then we went and got some pancakes.
At IHOP?
At Flapjack's, actually.
Ooh.
Imperium. Flapjack's is the action. Except for it's like one of those restaurants where they treat you like on purpose, but like not on purpose.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the worst service I've ever had in my life.
But you're kind of like, all right, it's the deal. That's the gimmick.
I'm sure it didn't help, though, that we were like pretty drunk at like 9 a.m.
Oh my God. Was that this morning?
No. It was earlier in the week. And I had to keep going, dude, you got to stop saying and like that loud.
Jesus. Calm down. 9 a.m.
You're scaring the old folks. So that
Sir?
I was sitting at my computer desk the other day, earlier Fabbing. This week. Yeah, you know, taking care of business. And I saw out of the corner of my eye in my closet my Pokemon collection. So I looked it up. Dude, I've got like $4,500 worth of Pokemon cards.
Damn! You gonna unleash those? You gonna bring them back to the game?
Oh, yeah. I'm bringing them back to the table. F*** up some 9-year-olds.
Damn, dude.
So that's a weird thing that
happened. Pokemon. So you could, you could make some serious cash, dude. You need to make rent. Can cash in the Pokemon cards.
So now I need to figure out where to sell them now is the problem.
Speaking of f***ing up 9-year-olds, I went down to Card Kingdom with my Magic decks a month or two ago, and I figured, oh man, I'm going to show some of these kids what's up. This little f***ing fat kid beat me third round. Just like, I got my ass kicked repeatedly over and over and over again by these little kids, and then...
Why you got to body shame a 10-year-old?
Finally, I got so frustrated with it, I wanted to turn to him and be like, you know what? I've touched a vagina. I'll just take my deck and go home. I was getting real petty about it, too, and then I was like, why do I even care? These kids are 9 years old.
He goes, I don't care, I'm 9.
He's like, I don't even know, that's gross.
Yeah.
How old do you think he was?
You probably have cooties.
I think the kid was like 9, 10 years old.
His dad's going to beat your ass.
Dude, well, I just sat down at a table with my deck, and, you know, I'd been playing with a friend of mine for a little bit, and he went to the bathroom, and so, you know.
Card Kingdom rules. Like, the couple times that I've walked in there, it's been f***ing full.
It's lit.
Yeah.
It's great.
Dude, the back bar in that place is so rad, too, because they have all kinds of board games and card games that you can play while you're drinking.
Do you think they'd buy my Pokemon cards?
They might.
They'll hustle me, because, dude, like, when I was...
eBay is the place to go for Pokemon cards,
No,
bro.
I got a couple websites I can give you.
Yeah.
That'll help you out.
Pornhub.com?
Yeah, that's one of them.
That's the only website I go to.
Yeah.
What's the internet?
You know, speaking of, Pornhub is actually starting a really awesome company this week. So Pornhub is not only making pornography, but this week they've actually started a program that's it's informational videos teaching kids about sex and sexually transmitted diseases, and it's like a sex information website to teach kids because maybe. You know, in this new America, there won't be any actual sex education. Mm. So they're actually doing a good thing for once and teaching kids about sex. Because there's probably a lot of people that watch porn and are just like, don't actually know anything about a woman's vagina. Or like, is there 4 holes? Or...
Like, what is that? Yeah. So, like, is it going to be connected to Pornhub? Is, like, there going to be a picture of a girl getting on the side?
No. It's going to be, like, an informational, like, education-based sexual education website with probably links to porno.
Yeah.
If you want to see this in action.
Oh, man. That's wild.
Click here.
I can't imagine what that's like for a young person, like, entering the sexual realm for the first time. Like, that didn't exist. It's been, like, it hasn't even been that long, like, 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the only porn that I think I ever had as a kid, because I lived next to, like, an Army Reserve base.
Oh, yeah.
Was, like, an old Hustler that some dude threw out of his car, and I found it in a ditch.
Oh, dude. Porn in the woods? It was a thing when we were growing up,
What was
dude.
The deal with that? Why was there always some f***ing weird porn just left in the woods somewhere?
It was because it was someone like us that probably found their parents' porn, and then that's the only place that they could bring it.
Right.
And not get in trouble. They would put it out there, and, or it was just a f***ing homeless dude who looks like Ryan. In the forest.
Yep. No, that was me. Thing. That was me, dude.
Funny story about that exact, like, woods porn. So my buddy James, when we were like 11, his neighbor's house across the street burned down.
Damn.
And so he's like 11, so of course he went in the fucking house, right? And he found a huge trunk full of porn still in there, and he didn't have anywhere to put it. So he buried it in the woods and someone found it and stole it all. So yeah, that's how it happens, I think. Yeah, porn.
We found a giant garbage bag full of porn, just like the gnarliest stuff. Right, it was right behind the music building at my high school.
Jesus.
And so
it was your music teacher.
We took the whole bag and we put it in my buddy John's car. And him and his girlfriend and I all got in the car and we were just like, what are we going to do with this huge bag of porn? So then I'm just like rifling through it and I'm like, dude, look at this freaking messed up picture here. Jesus. And so then his girlfriend, him looking at another naked chick, she just couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
So she ended up just like, she was driving the car at the time.
She just set it all on fire.
To this park, like this park where little kids play.
What?
She walked over to this fountain, this giant fountain, took all the porn, dumped it into the fountain, like just dumped it up, was tearing up magazines. Yeah, into the water. So there's like all these pictures floating around in this fountain where these little kids go to hang out.
Mommy, what's that? Holy.
That's looks like you, Mommy.
That's like domestic terrorism.
Right? Two porno stories here, okay? The one porno that I remember distinctly seeing in the forest was called...
Jesus.
I was a child. And
how did we get on this topic?
Hey, man, sometimes things need to get talked about, okay?
And the porno was called Country Bumpkin.
In the woods.
And so, you know. And
Jesus.
I also remember that all bets were off and my life was completely changed when my friend Kenny moved into these new apartments in Kent. And they had these special, like, cable package you'd never seen before. They got the Spice Channel and the Playboy Channel. And I was 11 years old. And all I wanted to watch was wrestling or Spice nasty Channel. Hardcore porn. And there were days when he had to watch.
God, what? Okay, if you just stopped yourself,
he had to watch his one-year-old brother.
Aww.
And he would be like, hey, Carl, just stand in the corner. You can't watch this. And he would seriously just watch porn for like 4 hours straight while his brother would just be playing with toys and stuff.
Traumatized.
Ugh.
My buddy John.
What's that?
My buddy John's mom used to date a cable technician, so they had like the old school black box
literally
spliced into the wires above their house. And yeah, it was like Playboy
Every
Channel.
Every sick pay-per-view.
Yeah, that too. Oh,
wrestling,
man, cool.
Boxing.
Lots of wrestling, yeah, exactly.
Concerts.
It's great. Man, we're
movies.
So yeah, imagine what the generation after us is going to be like. Who knows?
Speaking of pay-per-view, did you guys hear about that Australian guy that got dinged for live streaming pay-per-view on his Facebook page?
Damn.
Like, he just set up his phone. You know how you can do Facebook Live?
Yeah.
He set up his phone pointing at the TV from a pay-per-view event, and the company that owned the cable network... Yeah. Called the guy. So you can hear the conversation in the background of the video. And
while
he's just
happening?
While it's happening, he's just like, I'm just live streaming, mate. It's like, I got like 80,000 views right now. I'm not going to turn it off. This is the most action my page has ever gotten.
That's the thing, like, about that with the big companies like that. They'll fucking sue you, man.
Oh, yeah.
They got hell of a lawyer.
He's like, how did you even find my number? It's like, no, that's not it. That couldn't be it. That's not me.
Dude,
they'll show up at your front door.
Speaking of something completely unrelated, I've been going to a lot of awesome shows lately. I went and saw Alceste the other day from France.
Yeah, I wanted to go.
Went to the Mayhem show for a little while. Black Anvil was really cool. Travis Bacon plays in Black Anvil now. They sounded really good. Went and saw Less Than Jake, some ska the other night.
Yeah.
It was really good. I saw AFI last week. Been going to some good shows, metal and not so metal.
You said it'd been 15 years since you'd seen AFI too?
Yeah, it had some.
They played some good stuff?
Yeah, they played a good mixture. They played the oldest stuff they played, I think, was The Boy Who Destroyed the World.
Ooh. I love that song.
Yeah,
that rules off the All Hallows EP?
No, from Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
Yeah, okay. How dare I? Yeah, I went late 2015 with Benny from the Hollow Points to go see them on Halloween in Portland.
Nice.
It was cool.
I remember
it was really
that.
Cool, yeah. It was fun. So let's just shut the up then, eh? About our weird-ass lives. Well, we're still here. The world is still here for now. Let's
still
talk about...
Sincere.
I'm an SEOG, and don't you forget it.
After all these f***ing years.
All right. It's a good year for metal, man. It's going to be a lot of angry, pissed-off coming out this year. Iron Reagan just put out their new record this week. Been looking forward to that. Crossover Ministry, that's the whole record right here. You want to play a clip of one of these? Or?
Sure. Yeah, their new album's Crossover Ministry.
Let's play the song called The Neighbors.
Hey, neighbor, yard looks great.
Anyhow, hey, is the party ending tonight or tomorrow or...
Stranger suggesting I keep my voice down. Just because it's 5 a.m. Not my problem. Or won't you pick this place to live? The neighbor. Your yard. The more that you complain, the more we'll go hard.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
To the neighbors,
your yard,
Ryan's neighbors.
Oh,
I like my neighbors.
I don't. They fucking suck.
How so?
Because they're fucking ass. I don't know who your neighbors are.
Let's just say it's a little old lady that dog sits.
Yes, she fucking sucks, dude.
Yeah, that lady.
I did.
Oh, that's why you're so angry. Life of Agony is back.
Yeah!
A new record called A Place Woo! Where There's No More Pain.
Yeah, man. It's definitely their older Life of Agony was a little bit more like hardcore sounding. But, you know, if you followed the band through their career, they definitely got a lot more melodic. This new one sounds a little bit like Velvet Revolver to me.
This is the title track. Let's play it for a second. That's super hook. Catchy. Let me skip like halfway in here.
You know what? I could honestly hear that being played here on regular hours on KISW. That would be awesome. And shout out to Steve Miggs. That's one of his favorite bands of all time. He grew up in Brooklyn, so he was always talking about how his three favorite bands he would go see. He would go see Life of Agony, go see Biohazard, and go see Typo Negative.
Nice.
Those were like the bands from his block. And he also saw Madball a bunch of times and Vision of Disorder.
That rules. Steve's down with the underground.
He's got a Biohazard tattoo on his leg.
That rules. April 28th, the new record's coming out on Napalm Records.
So there was a recent interview with Steve and Millie Grimmett to update fans on Steve Grimmett's ongoing medical condition. So there was actually members of Venom Inc. and also Anthrax that joined in the conversation, and it was a two-hour-long interview with Jimmy Kay of Canada's The Metal Voice radio show, and they announced that there would be a special fundraiser show in Grimmett's hometown of in England, and it's going to be April 1st, and it's going to be at Brian Keane. It's going to be organized by Brian Keane at Riff's Bar.
Yeah, they said he's had four operations, and the reason why is because he's getting his fucking leg cut off.
Jesus.
Ooh. He's getting his leg amputated, man. Imagine that. Like, what the fuck? I had a dream a couple weeks ago that I lost my left hand.
Ooh.
It, like, I shot my left hand off with a gun.
Could happen.
Yeah. Yes, it could. And it's one of those things where it's like, you have the immediate reaction of, well, here's all the things I'm never going to do again, and then you go, oh, my fucking hand is gone. So he's the singer, thankfully. He's not like the guitar player or whatever. And you don't play guitar with your f***ing toes.
Yeah.
But man, I just feel bad for the guy. He's had lots of like blood clotting problems and everything. And he just had to get his f***ing leg cut off.
If you're unfamiliar with who we're talking about, it's Steve Grimmett, the vocalist of the classic metal band Grim Reaper. Grim Reaper just came through Seattle, actually, at the Highline. They still got it, man. They killed it. And actually, Steve did a duet with Amy from Substratum. They both sang "See You in Hell" together.
Sick.
It was awesome.
You know she's pumped.
Yeah,
pumped
hell yeah. That. You can see it on YouTube.
Maybe they can hook him up to some kind of like track that runs across the stage and have the stump hooked up to the track so it'll just like...
Jesus. No, Ryan.
I guess we all gotta make fun of everything, Ryan.
God.
Yep.
Jesus.
Finnish band Winter Sun is back with a new record called The Forest Seasons.
Awesome.
It's been a few years, but let me look at the artwork here. That's awesome. It's like... It's kind of peaceful, actually. It's like a babbling brook in the forest.
Looks like a painting you would buy at, like, that mall store with, like, all the knives.
I like that store.
That's, like, your favorite store. You can buy cigars in the back and then the knives and, like, the Wolverine hands.
Archspire just announced a U.S. tour. be cool to see them come back. And the one date they're doing in the Northwest is in Tacoma at the Real Art.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Cool.
Very cool to see Real Art doing big things. Just last night, they had Expire's last Northwest show ever.
Looked big.
Yeah, it looked pretty huge. Just like my penis.
Oh! Whoa, hey!
Too bad it's not.
Keep dreaming.
It's the angles. So, if you heard anything about 70,000 Tons of Metal, it's this awesome metal cruise. It's like, I think it's a whole week. It goes from Florida to Mexico and tons of awesome bands. Vance from Devils of Luden, he actually did also a duet with Cattle Decapitation on stage on the fucking battleship, bro. So, yeah, you can check it out right now.
Was he wearing a life preserver? Like AJ? With his fucking battle patches on it and That's the most
LJ?
Epic... God damn it! I'm sorry, LJ. Don't stab me in my sleep.
So check it out right now. This is their duet.
I gotta bring up my buddy Vance. Where is he at? Here he is. Big Vance! What the f*** up, Sonny Touch? Let's see you, crowd surf, for Blind Soccer!
Metal Blade Records just hit a very big year. It was their 35th anniversary this year, and Metal Blade has been around, like, not since the beginning, but they have put out some of the most influential records in heavy metal ever.
Slayer!
Brian Slagle is a fucking true till death!
He loves hockey, that's for sure.
So last week, Metal Blade Records got inducted into the Heavy Metal Hall of Fame.
I think Metal Shop needs to get inducted into the Heavy Metal Hall of Fame.
Maybe one day. Well,
damn it.
I mean, honestly, not us, maybe, but because we...
No.
We.
Us.
The show has been around for so long, maybe. But Eddie Trunk from the... Is that metal show still around? Or is
no,
that,
but he still does now. His own show.
So he was in... They were inducted alongside with performances by the Dio Disciples, Tim Ripper Owens, and a bunch of other bands. Slayers, Kerry King were there. And so congratulations to Metal Blade Records. So Black Sabbath is done.
R.I.P. to the gods.
They played their final show in Birmingham, and I mean, it's fucking awesome. And Ozzy came out and did an interview this week and said that Tony Iommi is the king of demonic heavy metal riffs. I think he's right.
Oh, yeah, man.
And then without fail, Ozzy, like, or someone who runs Ozzy's Twitter came out and said, cool, time for some Ozzy tours, because I'm not stopping. Sharon!
Exactly. I think I have an idea of who it is. During a recent interview, speaking of Eddie Trunk, on Sirius XM channel 106, cheap plug, Rob Halford from Judas Priest, the metal god himself, he said that Judas Priest deserves to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think it's true. I mean, we just talked about the Metal Hall of Fame with Metal Blade, and god damn it, Rob Halford. He's so true.
He's so true.
Rob Halford is very true. Rob Halford is so right on with that. I mean, if I can't think of another band other than, say, Iron Maiden, another metal band that needs to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame more than f***ing Judas Priest.
Speaking of which, did you guys see that the hologram of Ronnie James Dio made its U.S. debut this week?
Yeah, that was a little...
I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, it's kind of cool. I hope it's not like a money grab, but they're going to be doing a tour.
You hope it's not a money grab? What else would it be?
Hey, man, I'm trying to look on the bright side of life.
I mean, I watched it. I teared up.
Don't look
a bit.
At the bright side, because the bright side is looking straight into the hologram and you will go blind.
So it's Dio Disciples, who are the dudes who are in Dio, playing with Dio's hologram. So it's live music with clearly pre-recorded vocals. Mm-hmm. But they're going to be doing a tour, so maybe they'll come to the Northwest. Who knows?
I,
honestly,
It feels a little weird, but I'd still fucking go.
You know what? I can't wait till they have a WWF WrestleMania with holograms. Go see Andre the Giant wrestle Dusty Rhodes, like Jimmy Snuka versus Roddy Piper, but they would be in their prime.
Whatever. And 100
it's going to fucking happen, too.
We'll all be holograms. None of us will exist anymore. We'll be just Skynet will be self-aware.
I could be chilling at home while making money.
So, Ryan, this is the weirdest thing I think I've ever said on this podcast. Actually, that's not fucking true. Let's talk about hair for one quick second, right?
Okay.
So I bought some beard balm today.
All right.
I know you're all about that, right?
No. Well, I'm not about the beard balm, but I am about the beard oil. Yeah.
So what's the difference, man? Because it's been about 4 months for me. It's been the longest I ever went.
I think the balm is kind of more of a waxy thing, you know?
Because I have a wiry f***ing homeless beard.
Ginger beard.
Well, you're starting to thicken up a little bit. You know, your beard's pudging.
I'm trying. See, remember when you were growing your hair out, Kevin? And
yeah.
You were always a hat guy. I was never a hat guy, but you have to get through the phase.
Yeah, I was just hat for that whole
Mine was just my hood.
Yeah.
I looked like an asshole.
Well, you had emo hair for a little while.
Did he have the swoosh? Did
not
he
really.
Swoosh?
No.
He just had a hood up and made him look like mad at the world for a while.
We'd be going on stage to do a stage announcement.
With his hood up.
Like, oh, when my ruiner hoodie. So yeah, I bought some beard balm, but like you have a fucking huge beard. How do you not have like birds and bugs and
he does.
Well, you gotta keep that clean. Yeah, I shampoo and condition and then I brush it in the morning, just like I would the hair on my head if I had any of that left.
Yeah. He just hides that under a beanie.
Yeah, exactly. I gotta keep my dome warm, dude.
But what do you use?
I don't know. I have a couple different oils
like,
that I use,
don't know.
You know?
Some
yeah, just some that I bought online. My girlfriend made me beard oil. She researched what's in beard oil, went to the store, bought the different essential oils that are used in beard oil, and then added it's like a smoky bourbon scent. So it smells like I'm just like fucking wasted out of my mind whenever I use it.
You're just permanently hungover.
Yeah.
So you actually smell like a homeless guy.
Yeah, I actually smell fucking homeless.
And I was just saying, Kevin, I think you should give it a shot again, man.
No, you see, I don't have hair on my head. I don't have hair on my chin, but I do have pube balm. I mean, I'm not going to
bust. Did that come with your fleshlight?
Bust my balls out.
See, I want to see Kevin with a Fu Manchu.
God
I think you could rock the unholy s*** out of
I have one.
Yes.
I have one right now.
Hold on, let me.
No, you're trying to look at my. I have the biggest Fu Manchu I've ever had in my life.
Oh. Is that your nose, or you're just happy to see me?
I have great pubes,
as usual. This takes
my fleshlight loves it.
Takes a turn for
the worst. I'm you on that on Facebook right now. I have great pubes, Kevin.
Don't. My mom will see that. That's awful. My grandma will see that too. It's not like.
How do we transfer out of that?
That was last year.
There is no...
So you know how a bunch of bands always break up or split, and then they start one band that's the same thing with a different fucking ending at the end?
Absolutely.
Entombed, et cetera, et cetera. There's Venom with Kronos, and now Venom Inc. And they have a tentative debut record, actually not tentative, coming out on Nuclear Blast later this year.
Ah, yes.
So there's two Venoms, Venom Inc. and Venom.
Venom Inc. is actually... Venom Inc. has come through the Northwest twice on the same tour. But Kronos is beefing with Venom Inc., dude.
Yep.
He's like, you know what? F*** you. So there's Venom Inc., and then there's Venom, and then there's, of course, like Rhapsody and Rhapsody of Fire, and then there's like Cro-Mags and Harley Flanagan's Cro-Mags.
Scrambled eggs, Cro-Mags.
Sepultura, and then there's Return to Roots. It's good times, man.
So, okay.
Oh, and then there's a fucking Black Flag, and then Flag.
And Off.
And Off. And
man, that was weird. Played with Black Flag a couple of times. That was weird!
Yes. You did play with Black Flag. That's right.
Hey! No! So remember a few months ago when Ozzy Osbourne and Sharon Osbourne like separated? Or like looked like they were going to get a divorce. Like that's never going to happen.
Good old sex addict Ozzy.
So Ozzy's backtracked on the claims that he's a sex addict. And here's the quote. I'm in a fucking rock band, aren't I? There have always been groupies. I just got caught, didn't I? It was a bump in the road. A bump on something. Yeah, so Sharon put out the press release that said, over the last 6 years, Ozzy Osbourne has been dealing with a sex addiction. He is sorry if... the lady's name, his mistress or whatever, took their sexual relationship out of context. That's what they told People magazine. How dare she take that out of context? I'm in a fucking rock band, aren't I? So, Ozzy, yeah, I don't even know what to say. Good for you, Ozzy, I guess.
He enjoys to have sexual relations with many
I mean, look, that said, though, like, imagine their relationship is clearly like a business relationship with Sharon and Ozzy and whatnot. I think she kind of keeps him
in line,
moderately in check.
Obviously not.
I wonder if that dude would have had a career if he hadn't have ended up with Sharon. Like, because Ozzy doesn't seem like the kind of guy who's ever really had it fully together.
Well, clearly he went off the rails. Sorry, I'm going to go slap myself now.
Sabbath, he had Iommi kind of running the show. And then with his solo career, Sharon kind of took care of all the business side of things. He's never really had to run that side of everything.
He just has to stay alive.
Yeah, he just has to continue to exist.
It's a decent goal. Hey, I'm going to try and wake up tomorrow.
I'm just going to try to have my liver not fail me.
Remember when he choked on the vitamin? Chan almost died.
Let's get off this subject. This is sad, dude. We love you, Ozzy.
I mean, Ozzy's invincible. That's my conclusion, I think.
Okay, so you were talking about ex-members doing new bands and whatnot. Here's a good story about that. When Bolt Thrower decided to hang it up, to throw in the towel, few members didn't want to do music anymore, but then some of the dudes did, and they still liked what they were writing. They still liked writing heavy riffs and death metal, so they joined up with other members, former members of Benediction. Kind of funny, we actually saw the Bolt Thrower and Benediction tour that came through Seattle. But both those bands come together for a band called Memoriam.
And it sounds just like Bolt Thrower.
And it's f***ing sick. So yeah, they're For the Fallen is the name of the record. Coming out March 24th on Nuclear Blast. Let's play a song or a few seconds of a song right now. It's Surrounded by Death. All right, well, if you want to drop a good amount of dime, the Emperor Complete Works box set is released. This is insane. Now, it took nearly 4 years for the entire Emperor Official Complete Works box set to finish, and dudes from the band said that they made so many, 30 trips to the post office.
Jesus.
Where they took the entire back area to the point where the postal workers couldn't even move around for several days when they were sending this out. So
I can't even make one trip to the post office.
They have a very limited amount, but let me count here. There's like 1, 2, 3, 4.
24.
24 LPs, beautiful artwork, lots of, oh man, this is just a record nerd's, a black metal nerd's dream, dude. This is f***ing sick.
And it's out now.
Celebrating the 25th anniversary of Emperor.
It doesn't say how much it costs on here, but what do you think?
I'd say few hundred bucks,
right,
at least.
It's gotta be like 300, probably at least, right?
Yeah.
I mean, think about how much it costs to print 24 copies of LPs and whatnot. Just the cost right there.
Well, it's expensive. It's insanely expensive.
Oh, thanks, Ryan.
Yeah.
It's expensive. Yes, it is. Who's gonna get it?
Martin Shrecknell or whatever the that guy's name is.
Shkreli.
Shkreli, the an evil villain.
Zion's
that bought
Gate.
The Wu-Tang Clan album.
I bought all the copies of every Emperor record.
And that you can't have them.
That dude's a piece.
Yeah, but he owns it.
And he's an evil villain. I kind of like him because the fact that he exists in the world will make the superheroes exist. No, I'm just kidding.
On a good note, Nozum is putting out a 90-minute final a 90-minute documentary film live show of their final concert ever. It's going to be debuting at the Copenhagen Music Film Festival on April 27th.
That's awesome, dude.
Very cool.
Nozum's incredible.
It's called Blasting to Bits.
Ah, I like it.
That's perfect. Awesome.
So, yeah, it's going to be a Danish film festival extravaganza.
So the Nine Lives, Nine Lives benefit took place this past weekend. It was to help I Hate God frontman Mike Nines with his mounting medical expenses. He had a liver transplant. Apparently, he's doing a lot better. And it took place at the Siberia and Poor Boys venues in Williams' hometown of New Orleans, Louisiana. And they raised over $20,000, dude.
That's awesome.
They had appearances by Crowbar, Superjoint, Goat Whore, Classhole, Mountain Wizard, Flesh Parade, Something's Burning, Grisnum, Thou, Weather Warlock, Dummy Dumpster, Childbite, Bauer, Bruce Lamont, Fat, Stupid, Ugly People, Suplex, Paul Bearers, not Paul Bearer, Paul Bearers, Die Rots, Lethal Aggression, and Recluse, all together for one cause.
Wait, did you say there was a band called Fat, Stupid, Ugly People?
Mm-hmm.
Genius.
That's a fantastic band name.
See, the thing is, like, in the
FSU,
metal...
FSU, actually.
Jesus Christ.
Fat, Stupid, Ugly? Get it?
FSU, F-sup.
Yeah.
So, the thing is, like, in the underground punk hardcore metal world, raising $20,000 is, like, a monumentally, like, crazy thing. The thing is, though, like, how much... I covered, like, 30 minutes of his medical bills.
Seriously. I mean... It's insane.
So, I mean, good for them. That's awesome. And I'm just glad to hear he's doing better.
On August 9th, a huge show, Metallica and Avenged Sevenfold. This is going to be at CenturyLink Field, and it's going to be presented by KISW. All the shows, I think, minus Metal Shop, have tickets to give away. So you're going to have to listen during the day if you want to win tickets to Metallica. This is the first time since their Death Magnetic tour that they came through. And, you know, honestly, you could talk as much trash as you want about Metallica. They put on a f***ing spectacular show.
Yeah, I need to see that.
Yeah, it's amazing. Amazing live band. And, you know, they cut the crap on their stuff. They don't really play too much of their stuff from the mid-90s, to be honest. They play a lot of old stuff and some of the newer stuff, and they play some covers and f***ing kill it, man. Sound great.
The latest band to put out some booze is a band called Entombed. Alex Hellid's teaming up with brewmaster Andre Furukawa from Mackin Brewery. It's called, and I think I'm going to pronounce this super incorrectly, Entombed Sverige.
Sverige.
Sverige. It's a German lager style beer. It's got an IBU of 35 and a 5.2% alcohol content.
Damn. Ooh.
So why don't any of these fucking bands put out an IPA so I can drink it and like it? Neither one of you guys give a about that. I'll figure it out. I'll do my research.
Yeah, Alkie.
Shut up, Ryan. Beardy.
It was announced this week by Alternative Press that As I Lay Dying frontman Tim Lambesis has been released from prison after serving less than half of his 6-year sentence for conspiracy to commit murder against his f***ing ex-wife. He tried to hire someone to kill his ex-wife for $1,000. Turned out it was an undercover cop.
So not only did he get offered $1,000, and I think he was going to have his wife murdered in front of his f***ing kids.
What a scumbag.
So he was supposed to be in prison for 6 years, mm-hmm. did less than 3. Now he has a book deal, a record deal, and's getting married again.
Yep. Hey.
Like right off the bat.
And it looks like Tim Lamboops is already has a wedding registry up. So if you want to go buy a scumbag guy some scumbag gifts.
Yeah, it's not public anymore, but it was for a second there.
It was for a second. Oh, okay.
I'd buy him another cycle of roids.
I really like this plate set.
Can we get him just like
a bra?
A bra. That'd be funny as
That would be hilarious. See, send him a gift from Metal Shop.
I was gonna say a breast pump.
Jesus Christ, Ryan. So Prong has a new record coming out in the summer. That's the news story.
Cool.
It's called 0 Days. No title or no date yet. Just summer.
Nice.
New Prong.
New death metal record by God Dethroned. They are Dutch and they are badass. The World Ablaze is the name of the album, coming out May 5th on Metal Blade Records. It's their first one since 2010, Under the Sign of the Iron Cross, which is a f***ing sick record. And, yeah, should be cool.
Kevin, I know you listen to the Josta podcast from time to time.
Yeah, man, I get my Monster Energy drink on.
Get your hate wear camo shorts. Sorry, Jamie, don't
Rebel 8, bro!
Don't punch me, man. But they have a new song, Chasing Demons. Hatebreed just put out a new record last year. But Howard Jones, formerly of Killswitch Engage, is on the new song. And it's just like you said, it's pretty much a mixture.
Yeah, let's check out a little bit of it right now.
If we're asleep, hands too hard with the keys. Something must wake us with the answers we seek.
God, that was so good.
Oh, man, the singies and the screamies were cool.
So Gene Hoglan is one of the best drummers in metal. He's the Atomic Clock. He is f***ing unf***withable. And Dark Angel is one of his first bands when he was very young. And they haven't put out a record since 1991. And it sounds like they have a 6-song EP on the way out soon.
Nice.
So look forward to that.
This is the weirdest band name, Power Flow. And it features Biohazard guitarist Billy G, and ex-Fear Factory bassist and guitarist Christian Oldie Wolbers.
What are you laughing at, Ryan?
It sounds like a f***ing toilet person.
Yeah, seriously.
Give you a power flow.
It's the group whose lineup is rounded out by Sendog from Cypress Hill.
Tight.
And Rogelio from Downset.
No s***.
Yeah, so this is going to be an interesting album.
Wow.
It's got Cypress Hill, Downset, Biohazard, Fear Factory. Yeah, this is going to be fucking 90s-tastic, dude. I need my trip pants and let's get fucking legit in the pit, bro.
The Guarbecue 2017 has been canceled, or not canceled, but just not scheduled. It says that they've been very busy playing Pokemon Go, and they haven't had the time to set it up, but in all seriousness, Guar is taking the time to make a new record.
Nice.
So that's the reason that they're not going to do it this year. They have other shit.
And they're on top of putting together a new record, they're putting together an entirely new stage show. Revamping everything and starting from the ground up. So Guar is yet again reinventing themselves.
Oh, they have a lot of new heads to cut off.
They do. They do. I just realized Guar is going to be really, really awesome for the next couple of years.
Oh, that's true. I think I know someone that they're going to kill on stage.
I wonder who it is.
Okay, anyways, next story. 6 Feet Under has a new song, and it's off the album Torment, coming out February 24th. Separation of flesh from bone.
We're going to try and get Lord Marco in the studio here.
6 Feet Under, it's their 12th studio album. So let's check it out. A little bit of it right now. It's brutal.
We're not going to let you out of Metal Shop's backstage pass without a little bit of brutal poetry too hot for radio. Tonight, Kevin goes back to 2005 off of a record called War of the Toilet Gear. Here's Corpse F***ing Art with a song called I F***ing Glue. Kevin, take it away.
I F***ing Glue. A collage of paper mache. I F***ing Glue. To stick colored cardboard sheets together. Children can play with vowels, teachers with consonants, mommy with the apostrophe. I glue. An excuse to misspell a song title. I glue. Cannibal Corpse will have the fun. The colored sheets are joined in various shapes. Fantasy makes glue drip out of the nose. Pick the letters and put them together. Endless amusements, colored cardboard sheets. I f- glue.
That was oddly artistic. I do like that.
It's like a f***ing paper mache poem.
Let's make a paper mache globe, guys.
No. Teachers with the consonants. Mommy
with the apostrophe. Wow. Well, we're all going to hell, and so are you for listening to that. Thanks for listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass this week. Any final words this week, gentlemen? Valentine's Day? Paper mache? Fleshlight?
Spatula.
What the f*** does that mean?
I don't know, man. It's a good word.
I glue.
All right, we'll see you guys again next week. And go yourself.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.